Hello and welcome to my very first podcast, Jackie's Quilting Chronicles. My name is Jackie, and I hope to take you on some wonderful quilting adventures of inspiration and will show you my passion for my hobby and my business. First, I'd like to start off by introducing myself and telling you a little bit about me and how I got into the world of quilting. My name is Jackie, and I began quilting about 17 years ago. And it's actually quite a little story, but if you want to get technical, I guess I really started quilting back in those home economics days of my primary school. I still own a patchwork pillow that I had made in my sixth grade home economics class. However, that's the only time I ever really made anything patchwork prior to 17 years ago. Although I have done clothing sewing, fashion sewing for myself and for my children when they were little. But quilting really has become a passion for me. And I started quilting because my husband inspired me to. We had been married for a little while, and we decided that we were going to have a family. My husband had said, well, since you're going to be staying home, which is what we had agreed upon, and I really do enjoy being here for my children, he said, maybe you ought to get a hobby. And I thought, okay, well, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. So I was looking around at different adult ed classes and different classes that were being offered because I was a crafty person. I did a lot of other types of crafty things. And I decided on a quilting class at what no longer exists, Sofro Fabrics or House of Fabrics, for those of you who remember it. I took the class from a teacher who was a little bit on the old school. She had us cutting out cardboard templates with scissors and then cutting out our fabric with the scissors as well. Now, I knew that there had to be a better way. I had heard about these newfangled tools called rotary cutters and rulers, and I had asked her about that. She said, no, I need to teach you this way. This is the way quilting is done. She was quite a purist. Not that I'm knocking that, because I know that there are a lot of people who still do it that way, and that's great. For me, I just did not have the time to do it that way, and I didn't find it for myself enjoying. So, I, like a good student, though, I did take the class. I listened to her every word and took in everything. However, I never finished that project. Kind of ashamed. I don't even know what happened to that project. But I knew that I still wanted to try this quilting. So I continued to look for a class, and I actually found one. And guess what? I used those newfangled tools called rotary cutter and a ruler. And I'll tell you what, boy, I was impressed. The speed that it took me to cut out the fabric, I was hooked. I made my very first quilt. It was a little table topper, and it was a Quilt in a Day book by Eleanor Burns, The Star Log Cabin. Some of you may be familiar with that. She really, really writes clear, concise, no-nonsense books. Her illustrations are wonderful, and they're really, really great for a beginner. So I put this quilt together. I actually quilted it. I stitched in the ditch, and I bound it. And I gave it to my very good friend who uses it as a table topper at her home. And I used, it's funny because I used the calicos, the old calicos that you used to be able to get at House of Fabrics and Joann's. Now I'm almost exclusive to the local quilt shops and online sources. The quality and selection of fabrics has just blossomed over the years, and really the sky is the limit when it comes to picking out fabric. There are some wonderful, wonderful fabrics out there, and I love to use all different kinds from commercial cottons to batiks to hand dyeds. Just really amazing products out there. And I advise anybody to please support your local shops and also to take classes when you can. I continued to take classes, and I went to my local quilt shop and I took some classes, and I made a few more quilt in a day quilts. And I really, really became hooked on quilting. And so over the years, my quilting has evolved. I've tried different techniques and really have loved pretty much all the techniques that I've tried and have really blossomed in some areas. Other areas, not so much, but, you know, someday maybe I will. Interesting, though, when you take a class, even now, some of the techniques I know by heart, but when I take a class, I actually still learn certain tips and techniques, and that's the benefit of taking a class. So I encourage anybody out there to take a class, even if you think you know you've got it down pat. You may learn some new little shortcut or new little tip that you wouldn't have thought of on your own. So it's a definite must to take classes for sure. But, you know, definitely grab a friend, join a guild, get a book, read about it, and you'll learn all kinds of new things. My husband has been very, very supportive of me over the years, and how I blossomed into a business in the year 2000 was also an interesting story as well. I was very hooked on quilting, and I had started to quilt a king-size quilt of my own that I had made on my home sewing machine. Well, I didn't have a big table to hold the weight of the quilt, so I went to my local quilt shop on a day where they had no classes, and I used their room and was quilting this quilt. And nothing fancy even, just straight diagonal lines, no free motion, nothing like that. So anyway, after probably about 6, 7, maybe 8 hours of quilting, my neck and my back and arms just ached. And I said, boy, there's got to be a better way than this. So the next couple quilts I made, I actually shipped them off to a long arm quilter. Got them back, and boy, did I love those results. And how easy was that? Well, I thought, you know, either I've got to fine-tune my quilting skills or I got to get me one of those long-arm quilting machines. So, as luck might have it, a friend of mine was selling hers, and she offered to sell it to me at a great cost, and it was used, but she had kept it really well. And I came home one night, and I said, gee, honey, guess what we're buying? And he's like, well, what are we buying? And I told him, and he's like, what's that? And I explained, and he says, okay, so how long is that going to last? I think he was of the impression that the only people that actually quilted in this world were myself and his sister. Even though I went to Quilt Guild every month, he thought there were only a couple people there. But anyway, 9 years later, I think he's finally caught on that there are a lot of quilters out there and that the industry has truly grown. And I have grown too. I absolutely love machine quilting for myself and for others. I find great inspiration in what people bring to me every day, and it really helps me to stretch my imagination on what I will do with somebody's quilt or with my own. So, bottom line here is that you need to be inspired, and I'm hoping to do that with my podcast. I plan on bringing you interesting topics, paper piecing and applique and interviews, machine quilting, you name it. Send me an email if you'd like. You can always find me at my website, www.cvquiltworks.com, or if you want to find me and see what I'm doing on a daily basis, I blog. You can find me at my blog, www.cvquiltworks.com. www.blogspot.com. And send me an email. Tell me what you're up to. Tell me what you'd like to hear about. And I'll make sure that I get to it in a podcast or in my blog. I'd love to hear your ideas. So anyway, until next time, happy quilting.